Czech Football Association has given Slavia Prague a new lease on life, issuing the club a license on Tuesday to play in the top flight next year. The club, with more than a 100-year history, was in danger of being relegated to the lowly third division over unpaid debts and a lack of ownership transparency. Now the most outstanding questions have been answered and the club will be back next season. Jan Wellinger reports.
In 2009, Slavia Prague won their most recent league title and were arguably on top of the world. But for many months now, the team, struggling both on and off the pitch, was in danger of plummeting to the lowly third division, the end for a professional team. Unpaid debts and unpaid players' wages going back to last December were largely part of the problem, as was uncertainty over the club's ownership. Not long ago, the head of the Czech Football Association, Ivan Hašek, himself said he didn't know who the owner was, and he was far from alone in being in the dark. Now, those questions have been answered, and they were enough to satisfy the Czech FA. Following negotiations, it was revealed that the Czech investment company Natland had bought a 51% stake in the club and would cover Slavia's outstanding debts. On Tuesday, Natland spokesman Rostislav Study confirmed the deal, saying the firm had bought the stake from Antonín Franc, a mysterious figure who is widely considered to be the frontman for a controversial business clan. Other notable shareholders include former transport minister Aleš Hřebíček and the British company Enic, the owners of Tottenham Hotspur. Following crunch time on Tuesday, the association confirmed that Slavia had met all the necessary requirements. Now the club should be able to focus more again on what's happening on the pitch rather than off. Stanislav Hrabě covers football for the Czech Daily Sport.
Tak oddechnout si určitě může, zase může i nadechnout a znova uvažovat o průnik mezi...
The team can definitely take a breather and can slowly begin focusing again on getting back to top football and into European competition. But it really was a close call and the team was threatened by the worst. It could have gone under and then continued only in the lower divisions. It could also have lost its professional status and would have had to start again as an amateur club. The situation truly was serious.
Slavia may be one of the most storied clubs in Czech football history, but not the only one in the Czech league to have found itself in financial difficulty. Czech TV on Tuesday reported that second division club Viktoria Žižkov, fighting for a chance to advance to the top league, has not paid its players since January, with players being forced to sign forms, confirming the club owed them nothing. On the other hand, the team spokesman confirmed the club was paying off what it owed, surely, but slowly.
Jan Wellinger.